It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
At long last, we're expecting some positive news on jobs.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon. When we get the Labor Department's monthly unemployment report in a couple of hours, economists are reckoning 150,000 to 200,000 jobs were created in March. We've suffered through month after month of job losses since the recession began. Heidi Shierholz has been watching those numbers for the Economic Policy Institute.
The jobs growth that is expected to have happened in March is going to be probably the largest that we have seen in 3 years.
Economists expect the unemployment rate to hold steady around 9.7%. And for the tens of thousands still out of work, the news doesn't really change their dire situation. This is the last week of benefit checks for people who've been receiving extended unemployment benefits. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports from New York.
Rodolfo Franco found an ominous message when he opened his unemployment check this week. Benefit year ending, April 12th.
That never was there before.
He's been getting $280 a week since he lost his job at a cell phone store. But his 99 weeks of unemployment benefits are about to run out, and he doesn't know what's going to happen next.
What else can I do? I mean, just trying to see if I can get some type of income.
Franco's one of tens of thousands of people in New York and across the country who are reaching the outer limits of their unemployment insurance. Chad Stone is chief economist at the think tank Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
There are not that many good options when you run out of benefits because it's still very, very hard to find a job.
Stone says there are other government programs like food stamps and, in dire cases, welfare. Congress is expected to approve another extension of benefits when it returns from break on April 12th, but that won't help people like Franco, who've already claimed the maximum amount. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
The promising outlook on U.S. job growth and yesterday's upbeat manufacturing news helped boost those stock markets that were open around the world today. Japan, South Korea, and Shanghai added about a third of a percent. In the rest of Asia and Europe, and today on Wall Street, it's the Good Friday holiday. Yesterday, the Dow rose 70 points to 10,927. So investors seem encouraged by signs that America is poised for an economic rebound. But just how much stock should we put in those numbers? For more on that, we're joined by Marketplace commentator Robert Reich, former Clinton Labor Secretary and now a professor at the University of California, Berkeley. Good day to you, sir.
Good morning, Bob.
Okay, so big corporations have tons of cash. It's expected that today's jobs report is going to show some growth. This sure has all the makings that a strong recovery is in the works, right?
Let's hope so. The jobs report is going to be just about meaningless, Bob, because March's job numbers include anywhere from 100,000 to 150,000 census takers. These temporary jobs will be gone in 6 months, so they don't really reflect the strength of the jobs market.
You got me scratching my head, though. If the big companies aren't hiring people with their load of cash, what are they doing with it?
Well, for one thing, they're buying other companies. There's a boomlet right now in mergers and acquisitions. But remember, when companies merge, the first thing they usually do is sack employees, considered redundant, and that's not going to help the job numbers. The other thing that the big companies are doing with all their cash is buying back their own shares of stock in order to boost share prices. We're in the midst of one of the biggest share buybacks since 2008, but these purchases don't create jobs either.
Okay, so what's going to goose these companies into starting hiring again?
That's the big question. They have to be convinced there is a market for their goods and services. The good news, Bob, is consumer spending is moving upward. The bad news is wage income is still flat, mainly because so many people are looking for jobs, employers are under no pressure to raise wages. It's sort of a catch-22. If wages stay flat, consumers won't continue to spend more because they won't have the money.
We're hearing about this new payroll tax holiday for companies that hire workers. Is that going to be enough of an incentive to kickstart job growth?
Well, it'll be some incentive, Bob, but employers get the tax break, remember, only if the person hired has been out of work for at least 2 months. And it's only 6% of wages and only for the rest of the year, which is not much of an incentive to hire if you're not already planning to hire. Look, the biggest problem is that most new hiring is done by small businesses, and small businesses are still in deep trouble. They're not sitting on lots of cash. In fact, they're still finding it hard to get credit. More important than a payroll tax holiday would be incentives for banks to do more lending to small businesses.
And what are the odds of that happening?
Well, I am told the administration is working on it.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob Reich.
Thanks, Bob.
Mr. Reich is a professor of public policy at UC Berkeley. Call this a big bet gone bad in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Morgan Stanley has sunk about $1.2 billion into the Revel Casino there. But now the firm is admitting it rolled snake eyes. It says it's prepared to take a substantial loss on the stalled project, and it's pulling out.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. By Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture and creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. More at ProduceMoreConserveMore.com. And by Citrix, offering Go to My PC, providing remote access to a Mac or a PC from anywhere. More at GoToMyPC.com/market.
General Motors is revving up its sales thanks to joint ventures in China. Those ventures enjoyed a 68% sales jump in March over a year earlier, and that was a new monthly record. GM says 230,000 vehicles were sold, and that set a record for the 15th straight month. A correction this morning. Yesterday at this time, we mentioned a go-to-college, get-a-computer giveaway at a school in Pennsylvania, which we mistakenly identified as Seton Hall. For the record, I misspoke. The name of that Pennsylvania college is actually Seton Hill. That'll learn me. And finally, hey, is this any way to treat the Easter Bunny? Check out what's on the menu this Sunday at a pair of Phoenix area restaurants, a rabbit-based menu based on the request of patrons. On the other hand, Chef Peyton Curry does admit to the Arizona Republic that some people have, well, a wild hair over this. Phone messages and email are running about 80% against rabbit for Easter. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.